Tosfot Gimel, Sif Aleph, in the middle. If there are 10 people, they cannot split up because they don't have time to say there's a Muslim with a Shem Hashem Elokeinu. And if they want to split up, they have to have 20, and then they split to two groups of 10. The Ramo says that if you have 20, Yecholim Lechalek Im Yiltzu. Venerally, Shvotim Meshisha, Im Mechuyovim Lechalek, Im Yiltzu Nechlokim. That's what we say when you hit 20. Split up doesn't mean like a tchila. You split up to have two different birchas hamazons. Rather, it's better to have everybody in one birchas hamazon. Roi v'om hadas melech. It's more of a cover to have everybody together. But if there's some reason why they want to split up, then it is accepted. Mitzvah lachta achra asorah. So mitzvah should try to have 10 people together. So you should be able to make a birchas hamazon with Hashem Hashem. If it brings in there's only 7 people, it's a good thing to try to get 3 more. Meal. Very large meal, and there's so many people there that some of them won't be able to hear brother from the mezamin. So if split up in groups of 10, then whoever's being mezamin then has to say loud enough for 10 people to hear. The Yishma Balabais invited 100 people to the Suda, and some of them can't hear. So they want to make their own zimun. To make a zimun of 10, they shouldn't do because it's going to make a lot of noise and they're going to attract attention. Balabai won't be happy. From the chag, the So we have a chiddush, we have a situation that there were more than 10 people together, but some of them anyway won't be able to hear the zimun. Therefore, we permit them to split up in groups of 3. And they should do it quietly so they should not attract attention. It's best to do that than be part of a big group because they won't be yoytzer with the zimun since they can't hear anything. So according to this, the situation is somewhat specifically when they cannot hear the zimun. But if they couldn't hear the zimun, then they're not allowed to split up to groups of 3 since they were mechuyev as part of a group of more than 10. Mr. Bruder says, the person says that even if they can hear the zimun itself, but they cannot hear the first bracha of Yerushalayim Mosin, even so, it's better to do this eitzah, of three up to groups of 3. Anyway, each one's making his own birchas hamazon. Since it's halacha, and we see how stringent this halacha is, that whoever's mechadeh someone with zimun, he should say it out loud for his bracha, and everyone should say it together with him. Since that's the way it should be done, and these people are too far away, they won't be able to hear the entire first bracha, it's better for them to make groups of 3. And in those groups of 3, the mezamim will say loud enough that they go all here and stay together from the first bracha. And if it's a big crowd, it should be mechada, the person in the mezamim, the person who is loud enough that everybody will be able to hear. Siv beis, afil lahu from itchila kol lechol yachad elu shnayim kovi v'yachad karim bol shlishim v'kol yimoyim. Oy, shef, echad kol itchila v'yachad elu kovi shnayim yimoyim, enu nishom lechal kivim, shim kovuim yachad v'gmar achila. If they all got together to eat at one table, the chayv is even. What happened if two people started, then later one came? Well, the other way around, one started and later two came. Since they are eating together, and they finish together, they have a chayv of zimun. Can't have one benching before the other one. If it moves me back from here, then let's say the third one came late and he wants to leave while they're still eating, then there's no chayv of zimun because he did not start, did not end at the same time. Says the Mishabruah, but if they could have left early, but they waited around for this third person to finish eating. Then they are chayv zimun because there was a common time that they all finished their meal. And it's not considered that they completely finished because if they wanted, they could have eaten a little bit more. So the bottom line is, as long as they're finishing together, and even if one finished a bit early and waited for the second one, it's considered they finished together, the chayv zimun. If they ate to them without being kaveh together, they didn't sit at the same table, or each one was involved in his own thing, then they don't make a zimun together. Ramo ends up, it says in a case that they could have split up. For example, they didn't eat the kviyat, they just ate in the same room. Still, it's better to be in the zamen together because of the concept of the roiv om hadras melech. It's called by Hakadosh Baruch Hu that everybody benches together. The Mishabura brings along in the Rambam that says that I understand in a case where you have 20 people, it's better to keep all 20 together instead of split up the groups of 10. But if you have 3 people, each one is eating independently, they were not connected to one another. So over there, there's no shakas to each other. One cannot be made to the other two. but not a real zima. Ramaita, some agree with him, some disagree with him. He ends up by saying that if it's a regular zima of three people, you can make the zima even if you do not eat together if they want. But if you have 10 people that ate, but they didn't, we're not mechav to eat together, it happened to be in the same room, and they should not bench together. Because there's a discussion whether yes or not, and you're saying the same came. Can't say it unless you know for sure that you're mechuyif. If you have some type of lunchroom, and this one's sitting on one table, and another table, even the 10 of them, but they're no shakir to each other, they should not make a birchas mazon, this demon with Shem Hashem, but they can make one without the Shem Hashem.